Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by United Health Group. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, the number three House Republican, hosted Republican lawmakers at a private dinner Wednesday night at Joe's with Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. There were a ton of lawmakers on hand. Scalise gave Mattis a whip. Get it? Scalise is the whip, at least for now. We've got some big news. We're hosting a live playbook event with Bill Gates next Thursday at 8:30 a.m. We'll have a wide-ranging conversation about the Gates Foundation's priorities for 2018, the role of U.S. leadership in global health, and news of the day. Already, top operatives are talking about the 2020 political conventions. Democrats say Minneapolis, St. Louis, Phoenix, Milwaukee, New York, and Columbus are top choices. Republicans say Phoenix, New York, Miami, and San Antonio are their top choices. First in playbook, Ed O'Keefe is leaving the Washington Post to join CBS News as a political correspondent. He'll begin in mid-April. Who needs experts when you have Jared? The New York Times is reporting that Jared Kushner did not invite the American ambassador to Mexico, a diplomat with 30 years' experience in the region, to his meeting with the Mexican president. At the White House today, the president is hosting video game industry leaders and members of Congress to discuss, quote, violent video game exposure and the correlation to aggression and desensitization in children. The White House says this will be the first of many meetings. The New York Times had the big scoop of the last 12 hours. President Trump spoke to key witnesses about matters they discussed with Bob Mueller. The Washington Post reports that Mueller's gathering evidence about a back-channel meeting with the Kremlin in 2017, apparently contradicting statements made to lawmakers. NBC has a scoop that Hope Hicks told the House Intelligence Committee that her email was hacked. The latest on tariffs, Matt Nussbaum and Ileana Johnson report that Vice President Mike Pence is Republicans' last hope to flip Trump on tariffs. Things aren't looking good on that front as the Washington Post reports that Trump is going to offer a temporary exemption to Canada and Mexico. One version of the plan would give those countries a 30-day exemption from steel and aluminum tariffs. Republicans will take this as a half win, but the outstanding question, as Politico reports, is how will this be implemented? The big picture story today comes from the New York Times. They look at how President Trump is really the only advisor who matters in the Oval Office. We've heard that many, many times. Alex Eisenstadt has a scoop on how knives are already out in the Pennsylvania special election. He reports that NRCC Chair Steve Stivers called the Republican candidate Rick Saccone and told him he needed to start pulling his weight earlier this year. Isaac Dover reports that Elizabeth Warren is investing $250,000 in Democrats nationwide, including $5,000 to every state Democratic Party in the country. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
An earlier version of this podcast incorrectly stated that Gary Cohn had a goodbye party last night at the Metropolitan Club. The party was for Reed Cornish instead. Also, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis did not attend the party.